again, John Lennon was shot dead Monday night on his way inside his apartment in New York City. With this special report, I'm Bill Vitka from The Source.
And I'm Mark Henning at 97 Rocks. Cindy Chan is next.
This fact this happened in New York prompted call it like this call.
My name's Lance McGovern. And I can't believe what happened tonight. I think that's totally ridiculous. In fact, I blame the city. I blame the city of New York. I was stunned for it. To see the man with a screwball that shot John Lennon, if he was a screwball, he should have been locked up in a screwball place. And all I have to say is, imagine all the people.
Good night. This is CFNY-FM 102.1. I'm David Marsden. Nick Charles is with me, and we're both here. I didn't count on being here tonight, Nick.
Well, actually, when I first got the news tonight, I don't know whether you caught me mentioning it, but that old professional voice that you're supposed to have in situations like this, the voice that's not supposed to break up, just sort of shuddered, you know,
It's not easy because it's very strange. My impulse when I first heard the flash bulletin, my impulse was that I wanted to be close to the radio, where I've spent a long time, and close with the people who we've all grown up together, with the Beatles and with John Lennon, and I wanted to be close to the music. John Lennon, dead tonight. This is CFNY-FM. The man who fought so hard and so long to stay in the United States of America was shot down tonight on the streets of its largest city.
David, you had mentioned earlier that you had spent some time with John.
Yes.
And how did you find at that point, I mean, from perhaps a media viewpoint of John Lennon, his personality as such?
Well, he was in a strange period then. He'd gone through the Maharishi era. At the time when I spent most of my time, it was the period of time when he went to bed for peace, he and Yoko, and they were traveling from city to city, spending 7 days in major hotels. And he was a dynamic guy who at the same time was very laid back. But I must tell you honestly that I found him somewhat domineering in his, at that time. Now, he may have mellowed, and I'm sure he has, but he was a very domineering man who knew that the whole world was watching him, enjoyed that fact, and was utilizing, and rightly so, was utilizing that fact to express his honest beliefs and the things that he wanted everyone across the world, as well as the nation, to sit up and take notice of.
I find it very ironic that a man who has spent most of his lifetime writing songs about peace has had such a violent death, such as what happened last night. I mean, at the end of a gun of a screwball in New York City.
Nothing to me. There's very little, short of perhaps Dallas, JFK, that meets the staggering violence factor that three bullets in your body on the streets of New York. It sounds like a scene out of Kojak, Nick.
Really? David, I have Chris on the directly from our newsroom right now, and Chris has got some more information on the Lennon shooting last night in New York City. Chris?
Okay, thank you, Nick. The shooting occurred outside the Manhattan apartment building where Lennon lived, and it happened about 11 o'clock New York time. Police say Lennon, who turned 40 in October, was pronounced dead at Roosevelt Hospital in New York shortly after the shooting. He had been shot three times. Police described the man in custody as a local screwball who apparently had no motive for the shooting. More from newsman Dan Murphy.
Lennon was shot outside the Dakota, the century-old luxury apartment house where the singer-songwriter lived with his wife, Yoko Ono. Passers-by say Lennon and Ono drove up in front of the Dakota, and a man who had been standing in the entranceway fired at him several times. One witness says the suspect had a smirk on his face as police took him away.
Newsman Dan Murphy in New York. Yoko Ono's family in Japan has had no immediate comment on the fatal shooting of John Lennon. Mrs. Lennon's sister apparently answered the phone at the family home, which is located about 48 kilometers southwest of Tokyo, and she says Mrs. Lennon's mother was not available to reporters. And once again, that's John Lennon, gunned down tonight in New York City.
Thank you, Chris.
Chris?
Yes.
Do you have any information there in the newsroom? I know you're a block and a half away from us, so this is the best way to communicate. Do you... Chris just fell asleep. I know you're working late today. Do you have any information as to whether any of the other Beatles, John, Paul, or rather Paul... You know, that is very difficult to stop saying the name John as the lead Beatle. Paul, Ringo, or George have made any comment?
Not so far, David. There might be some coming in shortly, but as of yet, there's been no comment.
And there's no information as to whether they've been contacted or anything of that nature?
No, nothing at all.
Of course, they're scattered all over the world. You know, I think most of them live in L.A., but McCartney spends some time in Britain and Scotland, does he not? I have no idea.
Somehow I feel that McCartney is going to take this the hardest, because him and Lennon were really close throughout the Beatle era.
No matter what you may have read, is that what you're saying?
Well, just the feeling that I have, having, you know, been with them twice before, and the closeness that they had for each other, just as friends, you know, as one would have for their best friend.
Right.
And I can just imagine what is going through McCartney's mind right now.
Yeah. Thank you, Chris. You'll stay with us for a while?
Yes.
Okay. It's a quarter after one in the morning. This is CFNY-FM. I'm David Marsden. I'm with Nick Charles here. And we're both here tonight for Brad McNally, who is at home with the flu. And we are, of course, together tonight because of the assassination of John Lennon in the streets of New York. Dominic Triano, who is a friend of all of ours, put a tune together some time ago. And Nick and I feel that it fits the moment. Long and winding road. It's 22 minutes after 1 o'clock in the morning. This is CFNY-FM. Marsden and Nick Charles here tonight for Brad McNally. You know, Nick, we should... I know that we've been overtaken, and I know we've been overwhelmed. I think that the whole world, certainly North America, and I don't know the time in Britain. It's going to be about 5-6 o'clock in the morning, I would assume, in Britain. So there'll be a lot of folks there who, around the world who have not learnt of tonight's activities in New York. But we should announce the results of tonight's Great Ontario Talent Search.
Oh, yes. I'd completely been overcome by all the phone calls. Actually, in last night's Great Ontario Talent Search, Don Garbutt has once again stayed on as champion. This is 10th night in a row, and he defeated Sci-Fi by a wide margin. And Don Garbutt will return again tonight on McNally's Masquerade at 10:45. When he will go up against a new challenger, and they're called Bully Hill. The names are getting better and better as we go on.
Bully Hill?
Bully Hill.
All right.
Say that really quick, David.
All right. It is, of course, true. Now, you know, it's amazing to me how difficult it is to accept the fact that John Lennon was shot assassinated and murdered on the streets of New York tonight in front of his home.
Now, another point that we haven't brought up is that Lennon, to the best of my knowledge, has been the only musician who has been assassinated. Now that it just, you know, popped in my head there. The rest of them have either overdosed or, you know, died of natural causes.
I can't think. Well, you have situations where Sam Cooke was shot years ago. But that was a lover's quarrel as opposed to assassination.
This has to be the first. This is what Elvis Presley had feared. This is what hundreds and hundreds of other stars have feared. A movie and musicians. And it has finally happened.
I found it interesting that when Chris was reporting earlier, she said that the gentleman who actually fired the shots tonight, who has been apprehended and is being held by the police in New York, and to the best of their knowledge, he is the only one. But she said when they took him away, he reportedly had a smirk on his face. I wonder if he wanted to be famous like John Lennon and couldn't figure out any other way to do it.
Well, that's definitely the wrong way to go about those sorts of things. I mean, you know.
Isn't it the truth?
Perhaps the attention. That's what he wanted, was the attention.
Same thing. We have some commercials to do, and then we're going to come back and we're going to talk to some people on the phones.
Christmas at Quinto Jeans. When you buy one item at the regular price, you get the second one at half price. Jeans, cords, shirts, pullovers, sweatshirts, ties, belts, and more, all on sale. Buy one, get one for half price. Now till Christmas. Ho, 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 it's obviously Quinto.
You gotta get it to Quinto.
You gotta buy it at just right.
You gotta buy it at a fit into Quinto Jeans.
Quinto Jeans now has new Christmas shopping hours in effect, open from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. daily.
If there's ever a time of year when everyone believes in miracles, it's Christmas. If you're a believer, visit the most unusual store in the Beaches, Miracles. It's a wonderland of unique gift ideas like candles, mugs, adult games, bath products, Clive and Cat products, children's toys, stationery, posters, and stuffed animals, plus everything to wrap them in. Unusual paper, ribbons, and bows. When you're looking for a truly unusual gift, visit the unusual store with more. Miracles. You'll find Miracles at 2014 Queen Street East in the heart of the Beaches. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 10, Sundays, 12 to 6.
What kind of barber shop is this anyway? Why are you looking at me that way? I've just come to have my hair cut like anyone else.
Snoopers is not just for anyone, it's for you.
Snoopers eliminates. Snoopers accepts trade-ins. Bring your old hair into Snoopers, and they'll give you a brand new look to take with you today.
Well, there's love on the menu.
Impress your family. Amaze your friends. Snoopers, on the west side of Young and Isabella. Snoopers.
As a drummer, your style is uniquely your own. What you play is special. In Mississauga, there's a very special drum store, Drumland, a store that encourages you, the musician, to choose the equipment you need to play the music you like. With trusted names like Gretsch, Pearl, Zildjian, Peisty, Tama, and Westbury, you can count on the product. With low competitive prices and top trade-in values, you're assured of making your best deal. And with the help of Greg and his knowledgeable staff, you get the right advice the first time. Drumland, a store where the bottom line means more than just prices. A store with personalized service, custom repairs, and good advice. A store for drummers run by drummers. On the lakeshore, two lights east of Highway 10 in Mississauga. Drumland, call 274-8667.
Everybody tonight is calling up for a track that they feel is most meaningful to them. Throughout the night, Liz will be along in a half an hour. Throughout the night, of course, we will be getting through most all of the Lennon-influenced music. And when you say that, you could almost include every, well, perhaps not every, but a large percentage of the recorded material over the past 15 years or more, since 1964, 1965. John Lennon, dead at the age of 40, shot down on the streets of New York tonight. Saddening a lot of people. Let us talk to some of the folks now.
Hello there.
Hello.
How you doing?
Yes, sir. While I was waiting on the phone, I heard you say, that's not why I called, but I heard you say the general shot him. I hope you'd use that term lightly. Webster's Dictionary defines gentleman as a well-bred and honorable man.
Well, I understand what you're saying. I use the word, I guess, loosely, if you will. Obviously, I think that...
I don't mean to put you down.
No, but whoever the man was, we don't know his name yet, obviously had was mixed up. Obviously had some problems going on inside his self that he may or may not have had control of.
True, I'm sure. I was so shocked. I grew up with the Beatles in Liverpool. And the impact, the effect that it had on me, I was just going to bed. I couldn't believe it. I had to call my friend in San Antonio, Texas. We grew up together in Liverpool.
Yeah. Did you ever see them at the Cavern? You say you're from Liverpool?
Yeah, right. I grew up in my teens in Liverpool, in the Cavern. The Cavern was the place to go, you know. It was like there was very little entertainment for kids. I'm really upset, you know.
That's all right. You actually did see the Beatles in the Cavern, and aren't you a lucky person?
The Beatles were the resident group in the Cavern. When we were kids going there, you know, there was very few places to go. It was a basement cellar underneath a warehouse, and it was just a place where kids could go and, you know, just hang out and didn't have any hassles. There was no drinking or anything. There was music, and everybody, you know, there was dancing.
They had dirt floors there, didn't they?
Night. I mean, they were there 6 nights a week. They were the resident band for a year, I think, maybe.
They had dirt floors there, didn't they?
Oh, it was cement floors.
Cement. Oh, my goodness. Now, did you ever see them when they were called the Silver Beatles?
No, I think they were called the Silver Bullets, weren't they?
Well.
Something. They did have another name before they actually called themselves the Beatles.
How long have you been in Canada?
20 years. I left when I was still a teen. I had enough of Liverpool, you know.
And you're a John Lennon fan? Was he your favorite Beatle, or what?
I don't think I really had a favorite, you know. It was, to me, the Beatles were the effect that they had on the whole universe, really. Not the universe, the world.
Mm-hmm.
When you think about that, there was probably not a corner of the earth that had not heard about the Beatles. But sometimes when I stopped and thought about those kids, those 15, 16-year-old kids up on that stage, in their blue jeans and their leather jackets, you know, they were just a means of providing the music for the kids. The effect that they had on the whole world was just absolutely mind-boggling.
And what's the effect of tonight's events on your world?
The honest effect that it had on me, even more so than the fact that the Beatles, it's over, you know, because the Beatles are four boys, four men that grew up into four men. So there are no more Beatles. But I think what affected me more is not John Lennon's death, but the insanity in the world that we live in.
David, I was speaking with a lady in between the breaks there, the commercials, and she had wondered whether this assassination last night of John Lennon in New York City would be any more reason to bring back the death penalty. I don't know where that all fits into it. How do you feel about that, man?
Oh, I have no comment on that because it, for me, it's much too early to assess what really happened on the streets of New York, and I don't know that I've arrived at an answer in my own mind on that particular topic generally.
I guess everybody who would be thinking about it right now would be pretty hot and would agree to the death penalty. I can't see any reason no kind of reason at all for what happened. I mean, you know,
it's
early. It is. It's insane. I mean, you know, it's too early to really make any sort of decision on that.
No, whether there's the death penalty or not the death penalty doesn't change that insanity in the world.
But when Chris had said that the chap had been put into the police car and had a little smirk on his face, it just, you know...
I do disagree with the lady on the phone on one point. You have said that it's the end of the Beatles. And you know they split up 1970?
Well, maybe the end of a dream, perhaps, is what I...
Ah, that's better. Because, of course, the Beatles' music will always be there for those who care to remember it and enjoy it. For those who remember sitting in front of their tellies watching Ed Sullivan. For those who were 6 or 7 years old when John and Paul and Ringo and George appeared on Ed Sullivan and their moms and dads wouldn't let them see them because the Beatles had long hair.
And for all of us kids who just totally accepted them as part of the scene in the cabin, you know.
And blew our allowances on Beatle hats and Beatle boots. And
thank you for sharing your thoughts with us.
Good night.
Have a pleasant evening. One more. 25 minutes before 2 in the morning, this is CFNY-FM, and this is the McNally Program. I'm David Marsden with Nick Charles sitting in tonight for Brad. Nick was doing a beautiful job of that in the earlier part of the evening, and I heard what had happened and came over here to be with you all. Hello.
Hello. I was just listening, and I know a lot of people have been asking about to play a song and that, but there was a song that right away came to my mind. And it was Killing of George. Is it Killing of Georgie or Killing? I think it's a Rod Stewart song where a man gets killed.
Yes.
Very sort of well-to-do, fun person and really sort of seems sad. And
Yeah, I'm familiar with the tune.
I don't think that there's a comparison.
The lyric content in that tune is quite a different situation if you're familiar with the storyline.
Situation, but it's sort of the same where it's a person gets killed and it just this guy disappears all of a sudden and really it wasn't anything really important. His death was sort of like a robbery, someone who, or in this case, it really seemed this person really didn't have a motive to kill John Lennon. It seems so stupid.
When did you first get to know John Lennon?
Oh, I don't know. Probably a long time ago. Brothers used to have records and books and things like that lying around the house.
And how old were you then?
Oh, probably around 9 or 10.
So you're 20-some-odd now.
Yeah, I'm around 20 now.
John Lennon's been part of your life for... 20 years? 10 years?
Yeah, about 10 years probably, yeah.
I'm sure he'll be part of your life for another 10.
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty sure about that.
Thank you.
Okay.
Appreciate your call.
Bye-bye.
CFNY-FM. John Lennon. Dead. Shot in the streets of New York. This is CFNY-FM.